So anyway, so corporate. Two players I wanted to talk about. Tony, I'm going to throw them out at you here. The first is Adam Jones. Jones has gone from being close to a first round pick to now being drafted in the ninth. Last year, finished the season, he had 29 home runs, still 83 ribbies, 86 runs scored. He doesn't run anymore. The average also dips here at 265. OBP only 310. What are you making of Adam Jones this year?
See, that's the problem with home runs going up, right? Those, and we talk about it time and time again, 100 home runs, right? Those, his value comes down because he's just another player. Like, he's one of 100 with the two stolen bases. We're talking about a guy at one time that was a double-digit stolen bases that was, you know, a 280 hitter. Now the batting average is down. We're looking at the stolen bases down, and he just becomes another player. Can he rebound and steal those bases? I don't think so. He hasn't done it since 2014. 2013 is the last time he put up two double-digit stolen bases. But he's 31 years of age, so the stolen base is not going to be there. But he plays in a good offense. Like, he's a guy, when you get to double-digit rounds, that you put on your roster, and you know he's not going to hurt you. Like, he's going to be competitive across the board except stolen bases. And he plays in a good offense. I don't mind having him on my team, but it's nobody you're going to get excited about. He's basically a guy that you're picking that won't hurt you.
Which in the ninth round is okay, I think. Like,
I don't have any issue. You need five outfielders.
You need
five outfielders. So, I mean, you'll get to a point where he's the best guy available. And he could legitimately, I mean, he only needs a couple home runs, hit 30 home runs. I mean, and then all of a sudden, if he had hit 30 home runs, I think he would move up a couple rounds, because one home run short, we just lump him in with everybody.
Scott, to me, at this point in his career, Adam Jones is very comparable to who Gardner took in the 10th round, actually, which is Eric Hosmer. I know Hosmer's a little bit younger, but Hosmer's line last year was 25 homers, 100 ribbies, 80 runs scored. He has 5 stolen bases. That's down from the 7 the year before. Remember, he had 11 back in 2013. He's averaged 266, right there. OBV a little bit higher at 328. How do you compare Hosmer and Adam Jones?
I think it's compared. I think I get a little more pop from Adam Jones, maybe just a little bit more. You know, he almost hit 30 last year. He's been between 27 and 29 the last 3 years, and he hasn't hit less than 27 in any of the last 5. And in the last 6, he's hit 25. So it's a very safe pick for power.
Okay.
And also, if you're playing in an OBP league, you know, the fact that he had his highest walk percentage since 2009. Is encouraging, you know, but like, he's never been a big OBP guy, but it's showing you that he still has that eye, even though the batting average has kind of dropped down from 280 to 265. He's kept his OBP at about 310. He's never really been an OBP guy, but, you know, you can see, you know, with the increased walk percentage, he's kind of making adjustments to his game later in his career because, as Tony said, he's just not the player he says he was. But he's a very safe pick. Like you said, he's not going to hurt you. He's going to give you a floor, I think, of like 265 and 25 home runs, and he could hit 275 and 30.
So you do prefer Jones to Hosmer, then?
Like I said, I'm a power guy.
Okay.
I think I'm going to get a little more.
There's only 4 home runs last
year. Yeah, but know what, though? 4 home runs here. Give me another extra 4 home runs there. It's all going to add up. You know, it's again, it's close. It's splitting hairs, like you say. But in the end, give me the guy with more power that I feel comfortable with.
Corey, where are you on this with Eric Hosmer and Adam Jones?
I think I'm going to go. I like both players, the safety of both players. We're starting to see a dip, though, in Adam Jones' production. At least Adam Jones is a 3-category player moving forward. Hosmer's always been a 3-category guy for the most part. So about the same player on both ends, but I think I would take the upside of Adam Jones putting together more of a rebound a little bit better.
I don't know if upside fits him at this point.
So I don't actually think upside fits either of these players. I think they kind of are.
Safety?
They're both safe. Yeah. On the 9th, 10th round, like, that's fine. Like, they're not
solid
exciting
pick.
Or sexy. Right.
Well, who has more
solid.
Who do you think has more of a shot to outperform their draft stock?
I think it's a great question, and
I think Adam Jones has a better shot.
I don't know if that's true. I think it really depends on the category you want, because Hosmer's going to finish with a higher on base percentage, right?
Yeah.
Theoretically, Adam Jones should have more home runs.
You're talking tout wars. I'd rather have Hosmer for the OBP.
Okay. I think it depends on what you need and what you're looking for. Yeah. Tony, what about you? Where are you in Hosmer versus Adam Jones?
I am not Eric Hosmer guy, and there's one statistic that worries the crap out of me with Eric Hosmer. throughout his career, the reason why everybody picked this guy and everybody used to be disappointed in his home run totals.
Right.
And the reason you're disappointed is he hits 59% ground balls. So to him to hit 25 home runs is a statistical anomaly to me. And he has to be perfect, and he plays in a great pitcher's ballpark. So I'm worried about Hosmer's power being true. And Adam Jones only hits 42% ground balls, plays in a great ballpark. I feel a lot more confident in Jones's home run numbers, and that's why I would lean that way.
There you go.
And there you go. That's good. That's
exactly what I was thinking. And, you know,
like,
broke it
I'll give you one more guy that's the same as Eric Hosmer.
Sure.
Christian Yelich last year, everybody kept waiting for the power, and everybody was, oh, with Barry Bonds, he's going to hit home run. You know, no. That Barry Bonds, you're lucky he shows up and even talks to these players. Christian Yelich hit the fourth most ground balls in baseball last year.
Right.
And he had a home run season. It was an outlier. It won't repeat until he starts hitting the ball in the air. Ground balls don't leave the ballpark. You don't have to be a genius to figure that out. And he was the fourth most ground balls in baseball last year.
I've talked to both Yelich and people around the Marlins, coaches, you know, people around the team, etc. You know, Christian Yelich is going to be a batting champ one day, but to Tony's point, he's never going to be that homer guy. He's not going to change his approach. He's not going to change his mechanics. It works.
Also, to go with Tony's point here on Eric Hosmer, I looked into the stats a little bit once Tony mentioned him. And the home run to fly ball ratio for Eric Hosmer last year at 21.4%. His career high previously was the year before at 15%. I mean, that is a massive jump for him. And I don't even look at the percentage so much as what his career total is when you've had, you know, 6 years in the MLB at this point. I mean, that is just a massive, massive jump. And the ground ball percentage, as Tony said, it's close to 60% of the time it's on the ground. Like, that's up from 52% the year before. Like, in his career, ground ball percentage-wise, you're looking at 52%. So even if you're not at that 60% that he was last year, right? Like, even if it comes back down a little bit, he's still over half the time it's on the ground.
Yeah, and Yelich is in a big pitcher's park.
Adam Jones, on the other hand, last year his ground ball percentage only 43%. I mean, that is 15 percentage points different than Eric Hosmer. So, like, the odds simply are that with more fly balls will come more home runs.
Yeah, and you look at Yelich last year with Yelich's situation. So he was 62% throughout his first 3 years in his career.
Right.
He dropped to 56% last year. So that helped with the improvement. But still, it's 1 year, and 56 is still high. I'm not going to get in there and say that's the correction that we're going to have there. So you guys got to watch this. And the home run to fly ball representation, a lot of times you'll see when guys spike up in home runs, check those out and see if they just got lucky.
So Adam Jones should probably be hitting more balls on the ground, though, right?
Why? Is that fast?
Yeah, he doesn't have that speed anymore. You don't see it in the stolen bases. But, you know, with Yelich, the whole narrative was like, well, he hits those doubles. You know, if he lifts the ball a little bit more, it'll go over the wall. You know, and it's like, didn't happen that way.
Physically taxing position.
Tony, what's like a number? What's a number? Maybe I was right, and it just kind of like depends on the player and like their history. But what is a number, both ground ball percentage and home run to fly ball percentage that we should be looking at, like, that's like a good number that like is good for the player, or does it depend on like what they've done their careers?
What's the league average?
Right.
Right. So basically, I'll look at what they've done in their careers, right, and go from there, because each one is a little different, and some of these guys, you know, the bigger guys, the numbers will be lower as far as home run to fly ball percent. It will be higher, and then the number lower, and I think it depends on what type of player you are as well.
Okay.
So what I'm looking for is if a guy's played at least 3 years in the league, and in the cases where they jumped out and all of a sudden we've seen changes, and that's how I could tell whether, you know what, if they got a little lucky or a little fraudulent that year
Okay.
and go from there.